Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
I hope you can hear me okay.
希望大家能够听得清楚。
If we could turn to First Peter chapter 2.
请大家打开彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2, we'll read from verses 21 to 24.
彼得前书第二章，我们一起来读21到24节。
For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness, for by his wounds you were healed.
你们蒙召，原是为此；因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
And then in Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2 and verse 3
腓立比书第二章第三节。
through verse 11.
到第11节。
Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interest of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue confess will that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑。个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死。且死在十字架上，所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
And then finally, in Matthew chapter 20,
我们再打到马太福音第二十章。
chapter 20, we'll read from verses 25 to 28.
我们从25节读到28节。
But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. It is not this way among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many."
耶稣叫了他们来说：“你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣操权管束他们，只是在你们中间不可这样。”你们中间谁愿意为大，就必做你们的用人；谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Could we have a word of prayer?
我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, we want to once again give you thanks, Lord, for the privilege that we have to hear you speak to us.
主啊，我们为着能够听见你对我们说话这样的特权，我们再次来感谢你。
So Lord, we pray this morning that you may give us an open heaven. And Lord, may you speak to each one of our hearts.
主啊，我们求你今天天向我们敞开，让我们都能够听见你自己的话。
Lord, do give us an open ear and teachable hearts.
给我们能听的耳，受教的心。
Lord, so we entrust these words back into your hands.
我们将这些话交回在你的手中。
But we ask for your anointing for the speaking, for the translating, and the hearing.
求你恩膏说话的、翻译的和听话的。
We give you thanks in Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣宝贵的名，我们感谢你。Amen.
Amen. It's good to be in your midst again, brothers and sisters.
能够再次来到弟兄姐妹之中，非常的好。
I wish I was able to join you physically today, but something's kept me from coming today.
我非常希望能够到现场和大家一起聚会，但是因着一些事情的缘故，我没有办法。
But I have this theme that's been in my heart.
我心里面有这样一件事。
Recently, we had a conference in Long Beach Island, and the theme of the conference was Christ, our example.
我们最近在Long Beach 参加了一个特会，特会的主题就是基督，我们的榜样。
And as a matter of fact, this is the burden that I also have this morning for brothers and sisters.
今天早上我向着弟兄姐妹的负担也是这样一个主题。
Now we read in 1 Peter chapter 2 and 21, it said, For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps.
我们今天早上读的彼得前书第二章就说，你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
Now, this thought was deeply impressed in Peter.
在彼得的心中有这样深深的一个意念。
Because he remembered how the Lord called him.
他记得主如何的呼召他。
When he was fishing by the Sea of Galilee, the Lord said, Come, follow me.
当他在加利利海边打鱼的时候，神呼召他来跟随我。
And the Lord said, I will make you fishers of men.
他说，我叫你得人如得鱼。
The focus of the Lord was, Come, follow me.
主耶稣的重点是来跟随我。
We know that the Apostle John asked the Lord, Lord, where are you staying?
使徒约翰曾经问主说，主啊，你在哪里住？
The Lord said, Come, and you will see.
主对他说，你来看。
The Lord wanted to show them his example.
主耶稣要向他们显明他的榜样。
Brothers and sisters, it's very easy to speak about spiritual things.
弟兄姐妹讲谈论属灵的事是很容易的。
The question is, are we able to live it out?
问题是我们能否活出来。
Now the Lord was our perfect example.
主耶稣是我们完美的榜样。
And he said, Come and you will see.
他说，你来看。
Come, follow me.
来跟从我。
Brothers and sisters, we know that our Lord was the perfect example of how to live a life as a man.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道主耶稣是我们生活的一个完美的榜样。
Now, brothers and sisters, God is a God of purpose.
神是有目的的神。
From the beginning, God had a plan for man.
神从起初对人有一个计划。
God actually had a very high calling for man.
神对人有一个很高的呼召。
If you recall in the book of Genesis chapter 1,
在创世纪第一章，如果我们还记得的话，
God established his purpose for man.
神建立了他对人的目的。
He said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
他说要生养众多，遍满全地。
But on the other hand, God said, you shall rule over the birds of the air, over the fish of the sea, and the beasts in the field.
另一方面，他也说你们要管理空中的鸟、海里的鱼和地上一切的牲畜。
So you see from these simple commands what God's plan was.
从这些简单的命令中，我们就可以看到神的计划。
From the beginning, God wanted man to be able to rule on this earth.
从一开始，神就希望人能够管理这个地。
God wanted man to be responsible.
要人负责。
Now, God's ultimate desire was that his glory would fill this earth.
他最终的目的是让他的荣耀可以充满全地。
Now, when God established the trees in the Garden of Eden,
神在伊甸园里面设立了树。
Now he gave him the tree of life.
他给人生命的树。
Now there was also the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
也有分别善恶智慧树。
And we know that there were all the fruit trees.
有各样结果子的树。
Now, God's desire was somehow that man would partake of the tree of life.
神盼望人能够吃生命树的果子。
Because that fruit, that life, was the life of God.
因为生命树的生命就是神自己的生命。
Now, as man would partake of the tree of life,
如果人吃了生命树的果子，
somehow his spirit would yield to the Holy Spirit.
那么人的灵就可以顺服圣灵。
Then his spirit would be able to tell his soul and his body on how to rule this world.
这个灵就可以告诉他的魂和他的身体如何管理这个世界。
Now as men became fruitful and multiplied on this earth,
当人能够生养众多，充满全地的时候，
in every corner of this world, there will be those that were dependent on the Lord himself.
世界的每一个角落都要依靠主他自己。
They will learn to live a dependent life.
他们会学习一个信靠的生活。
And then man would know how to responsibly be a king on this earth.
人也会学习如何在这个地上成为一个负起责任的王。
And then we know, as mentioned in Psalm 8, that the glory of God will fill the earth.
那么就像诗篇里面所讲的一样，神的荣耀，耶和华的荣耀要充满全地。
Then earth would be a reflection of heaven.
地就可以成为天的反应。
You don't need to go to heaven to know what heaven is.
也不需要到天上看看天是什么样。
Because earth is a perfect reflection of heaven.
地就能够将天完美的表现出来。
Brothers and sisters, this was God's plan for man.
弟兄姐妹，这是神对人的计划。
As you visited different families on this earth,
当你在这个地上到不同的家庭去的时候，
you will discover what it meant to be a good father.
你会发现人是应该成为一个好的父亲。
How a woman is to be a good mother.
一个女人是应当成为一个什么成为怎样成为一个好的母亲。
How men were to be good husbands.
男人如何成为一个好的丈夫。
How women would be good wives.
女人能够怎样能够成为一个好的妻子。
How children can be obedient to their parents.
孩子将如何顺服他们的父母。
That everywhere you went in this corner of this earth, you will see heaven on earth.
无论你去到哪里，无论到这个世界的哪一个角落，你都会看到在地如同在天。
When you went to visit families, you will discover that they loved one another.
你到每一个家庭去的时候，会看到他们彼此相爱。
This was God's plan from the beginning.
这是神从起初的计划。
And then men would become kings and queens after God's own heart.
人就可以成为神心里面的王和女王。
But brothers and sisters, very sadly,
弟兄姐妹非常不幸的是，
God said, the day that you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is the day that you will surely die.
神说你吃那分别善恶树上果子的日子就是你死的日子。
Now, Satan told Adam and Eve that you're not going to die, you're going to become like God himself.
撒旦告诉亚当和伊娃和夏娃说：“你不会死，你会成为神，你会像神自己一样。”
But somehow that really attracted Adam and Eve.
这让亚当和夏娃非常让他们让他们非常的愿意听。
Now the tree of life was food for the spirit.
生命树的果子是是属灵的粮食。
Yes, and then the tree of the knowledge, the fruit of the tree of the knowledge, good of evil, was food for the soul.
而知识树的果子呢，则是满足人魂里面的需要。
And man wanted to feed his soul.
人想要让人要想让他自己的魂得到满足。
Man, in taking of that fruit, declared his independence of God.
当人吃了智慧树的果子的时候，就是向神宣告他们是独立的。
So from that day on, man decided that he didn't need God to live on this earth.
从那个时候开始，人就决定了他们不需要神而活在这个地上。
And because of this, then man's spirit died.
因此人的灵就死了。
Man was no longer able to commune and communicate with God.
就不能够再与神交通。
And man started to live on his own.
靠自己而活。
And you know what the result was.
结果就是大家都知道了。
Now we know that Cain killed Abel.
我们就知道该隐杀了亚伯。
That point on, we know that men became lost.
从那个时候人就迷失了。
Brothers and sisters, I don't need to tell you, even today you see there's a...More than 50% of marriages end up in divorce.
弟兄姐妹，不需要我告诉大家，就知道今天超过一半的婚姻的最后结局是离婚。
Brothers and sisters, I don't need to tell you when you go into your different places of work, you see how men backstab each other and complain about each other and badmouth each other.
你无论到哪里去，到工作单位，你都会看到人们互相之间彼此抱怨彼此争斗彼此踩踏。
You don't need to teach little kids, but since they're young, they learn, they naturally want to bully one another.
你也不需要教那些小孩子，当他们很小的时候，他们就自然的会彼此欺负。
Today you hear about social injustice.
今天有很多社会的不公平。
Why, brothers and sisters?
为什么呢?
Because the tree is bad.
因为树是坏的。
That's why the fruit is bad.
所以果子也是坏的。
As hard as man tries,
人无论人如何的努力,
as many laws as you try to establish,
无论我们设立多少的法律,
the problem is with man.
问题在于人。
Well, you will say, well, in the world it's like that.
你会说世界是当然是这样。
So in the church it probably won't be like that, right?
教会不应该这样吧。
But brothers and sisters, do you know that there are 45,000 denominations in the world today?
弟兄姐妹，你是否知道今天在世界上有45,000个不同的宗派？
Paul told the Corinthians, you are fleshly because there is division among you.
保罗告诉哥林多的教会，你们是属肉体的，因为你们当中有分裂。
Why?
为什么?
Because man chose to live independently of God.
因为人选择自己不依靠神生活。
So man has made a mess of things.
人就把事情搞砸了。
Because man is selfish.
因为人是自私的。
Man loves himself.
人都爱自己。
We always want to be first.
我们都想成为老大。
Others need to listen to us.
其他人要听我的。
I am better than everybody else.
我比任何人都强。
So brothers and sisters, this is a tragedy that occurred in the Garden of Eden.
弟兄姐妹，这就是在伊甸园发生的悲剧。
So when God put a a situation and a choice before man, man chose to puff up his soul.
当神把选择给人的时候，人所选择的是抬高自己。
Man chose to become independent.
人选择要独立。
Man chose to live a life apart from God.
人选择要一个离开神的生活。
So very tragically, man fell short of the glory of God.
非常悲哀的是，人就亏缺了神的荣耀。
So the question was, how about God's purpose?
那么我们的问题就是，那神的目的又将如何？
Yes, men became fruitful and multiplied. There are over 7 billion people on this earth today.
人的确生养众多，今天在世界上有超过70亿的人口。
And as much as possible, they tried to govern this world.
他们努力地要管理这个世界。
But you just have to look at our own U.S. government.
那我们就看看美国政府就知道。
How it's divided.
它如何，今天如何的分裂。
How they fight amongst each other.
他们之间如何彼此的争斗。
How there's so much ugliness behind everything.
在每件事情后面都是那样的丑陋。
So brothers and sisters, man truly has fallen short of the glory of God.
人实在亏缺了神的荣耀。
Even last century, we saw two world wars.
上一个世纪我们就看到两次世界大战。
And we still see and hear about wars and rumors of wars.
我们到今天还听到战争和战争的风声。
Man can, be willing to kill many in numbers.
人他可以随意的生杀神意的杀害很多的生命。
Think about September 11th.
想一想9月11号。
So brothers and sisters, this is the mess that man has created.
弟兄姐妹，这就是人造成的混乱。
But brothers and sisters, God did not give up on his plan.
但是神并没有放弃他的计划。
Because he loved us, he sent his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus, into this world.
因为他爱我们，他把他自己的独生爱子，我们的主啊，差派到这世界。
So brothers and sisters, God put the same choice before our Lord.
弟兄姐妹，神也把同样的选择放在我们主的面前。
Do you remember in Matthew chapter 4, our Lord was led into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan?
大家记得吗？在马太福音 第四章主道在旷野受撒旦的试探。
We don't have time to go into the details.
我们没有时间看这样的细节。
But brothers and sisters, the ultimate result of that story was the Lord chose to depend on his Father.
那弟兄姐妹，这个故事的最终结局是主选择来依靠他的父。
He was hungry because he had been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights.
他因为禁食40个昼夜，所以他饿了。
He could have turned stone into bread.
他可以把石头变成饼。
But he chose not to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
但是他选择按照神口中所出的一切话。
So brothers and sisters, he was a very different response.
弟兄姐妹，他的回应是完全不一样的。
He chose to live a dependent life on his father.
他选择一个完全依靠父神的生活。
He had his own will.
他有自己的意志。
But in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, not my will, but thy will be done.
但是在克西马尼园说，不是我的意思，乃是照你的意思。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord didn't just ask once, he asked three times.
弟兄姐妹，我们的主求了三次。
Somehow that the cup may be removed.
他求那个杯可以挪去。
Now, he didn't want to be separated from his father.
他不愿意与父神分离。
But brothers and sisters, he loved his father's will.
但是他爱父的旨意。
And for the joy set before him, he...endure the cross, despising the shame.
为着摆在前面的喜乐，他忍受十字架的羞辱。
Brothers and sisters, who has joy when confronting the cross?
当面对十字架的时候，谁能够喜乐呢？
Now, I think that there are two things that brought joy to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我想有两件事使我们的主能够喜乐。
One was that he loved to do the will of the Father.
一方面是他喜爱遵行神的旨意。
But on the other hand, brothers and sisters, he thought of you and I.
另一方面，他也思念你和我。
Because he loved us, he felt sorry for our condition.
因为他爱我们，所以他为我们的光景而难过。
So he was willing to set his face toward Jerusalem, embrace the cross.
他愿意面向耶路撒冷去面对十字架。
So in order to deliver us,
他为了拯救我们。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord has truly set an example.
弟兄姐妹，我们的主实在为我们树立了榜样。
Brothers and sisters, when Adam and Eve failed in the Garden of Eden,
当亚当夏娃在伊甸园失败的时候，
Now, in that wilderness,
在旷野，
our Lord demonstrated to us his example.
我们的主向我们显明他的榜样。
In another garden, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he showed us his choice.
在另外一个园子，科西马尼园，他向我们显明他的选择。
So brothers and sisters, the Lord set a path before us.
弟兄姐妹，我们的主为我们预备了道路。
Now it's so contrary to who we are.
跟我们来讲是完全不同的。
Now remember in Matthew chapter 16.
记得在马太福音第十六章。
Now the Lord said, "Who do you say that I am?"
他问他们说：“你们说我是谁？”
Peter said, "You are Christ, the Son of the Living God."
彼得说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
But we know later on the Lord said he had to go to the cross and die.
后来主耶稣说：“我要去我要死在十字架上。”
Peter said, "No, no, no, Lord, you can't do that."
彼得说：“万万不可。”
And then the Lord said, "Get thee behind me, Satan."
然后主对他说：“推到我后面去，撒旦。”
And then he said, "If anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me."
他说：“若有人要跟从我，就当背起自己的十字架来跟从我。”
Brothers and sisters, this was the path that the Lord was showing the disciples.
这是主向门徒显明的道路。
Brothers and sisters, all of us very naturally, we want to emphasize our soul.
弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人，我们都愿意都愿意按照我们的魂来生活。
We love ourselves.
我们爱自己。
We think we are very capable.
以为我们很能干。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
the Lord said, "If you want to follow me, you have to deny yourself, take up the cross and follow me."
但是主说，你若要跟从我，就当舍己，背起十字架来跟从我。
So brothers and sisters, we read in a very familiar passage in Philippians chapter 2.
弟兄姐妹，我们在腓立比书第二章有很熟悉的经文。
And then Paul here reminds the Philippians, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves."
他说，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
But emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
For this reason also God highly exalted him, bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝， 无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord showed us the path to glory.
弟兄姐妹，主向我们显明通向荣耀的道路。
Now, brothers and sisters, he did not consider equality with God as something to be grasped.
弟兄姐妹，他不以与神同等为强夺的。
He was equal with God.
他是与神同等的。
He was the creator of the universe.
他是宇宙的创造者。
But brothers and sisters, he was willing to submit to his father.
但是他愿意顺服他的父。
Yielding completely himself to the father.
把自己完全的顺服在父的手下。
And he humbled himself to the point of death, even death on the cross.
他谦卑顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Now he died a cruel death.
他死得非常的悲惨。
He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人不接待他。笑他。
They laughed at him.
他们笑他，羞辱他。
They struck him.
他们打他。
And he was like a sheep that's led out to the slaughterhouse.
他好像被羊被牵到宰杀之地。
He was silent before his shearers.
他在剪毛人的手下无声。
Brothers and sisters, this was our Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们的主。
And he embraced the cross.
他接受十字架。
He said, "Not my will, but Thy will be done."
他说，不要照我的意思，愿你的旨意成就。
Now, because he finished the work set before him,
因为他成就了在他面前的工作。
And we know that on the third day he rose again.
我们就知道在第三天他从死里复活。
And he ascended to the right hand of the Most High.
他升到至高者的右边。
And here we see that every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord.
我们就看到万膝向他跪拜，万口承认耶稣是主。
Brothers and sisters, here our Lord was the perfect example of someone after God's own heart.
在这里，主耶稣为我们树立了一个神所喜悦的完美的榜样。
That in order to receive the crown, he first accepted the cross.
他先接受了十字架，以致他可以得到宝，他可以得到冠冕。
Now, brothers and sisters, how is God going to restore His original purpose?
神如何恢复他起初的旨意呢
？You see how man has made a mess by picking, by choosing the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
人因为选择了分别善恶树的智慧，就造成了混乱。
Now, earth is full of murder and jealousy and wars and fighting and ugliness.
这个世界到处都是谋杀、嫉妒、战争和各样的丑陋。
Because man has gone so far away from God's original plan.
因为人离神起初的计划实在太远。
But brothers and sisters, the Lord came to change it all.
但是弟兄姐妹，主来到这里要改变一切。
So our Lord not only took care of our sins from the past.
神不单单使我们过去的罪解决了。
But we know that after the Lord rose again,
那在主复活之后
now we know that on the day of Pentecost, that he sent the Holy Spirit.
在五旬节的时候他也赐下圣灵。
Now through the Holy Spirit, those who receive him now can have his life living in them.
对那些得着圣灵的人他们可以他们的生命可以活在他们里面，他们可以按照他们里面的生命而活。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we accepted Jesus as our Savior, it's as if now we've taken of the tree of life.
弟兄姐妹，当我们接受耶稣基督的时候，我们就仿佛吃了生命树的果子。
Now His life dwells in us.
他的生命住在我们里面。
Now the question is, brothers and sisters, are we then willing to allow our spirits to yield to the Holy Spirit?
弟兄姐妹，我们现在的问题是我们愿不愿意让自己的灵顺服圣灵。
Now the problem is ourself.
我们的己是我们的问题。
We want to be on the throne.
我们愿意自己在宝座上。
But are we willing to deny ourselves?
我们是否愿意否认自己
and allow the Holy Spirit to be on the throne.
让圣灵坐在宝座上，
Lord, to be in control.
让主来管理我们的一切，
So that our spirits can yield to the Holy Spirit.
使我们的灵可以顺服圣灵。
And then allow His life to grow in us.
让他的生命在我们里面可以成长，
Allow the character of Christ to be formed in us.
可以让他的品格在我们里面成型。
Now we all know Galatians chapter 5 really well, the fruit of the Spirit.
我们很熟悉加拉太书第五章里面讲到圣灵的果实。
Maybe we can turn there.
我们来看加拉太书第五
Galatians
章。
chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章
And verse 22.
第22节。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Brothers and sisters, if we yield to the Holy Spirit, if we walk in the Spirit, the fruit that is produced is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, etc.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们顺服圣灵，我们行在圣灵中，那么圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实。
Brothers and sisters, if we yield to the Holy Spirit,
弟兄姐妹，如果我们顺服圣灵，
then us husbands will know how to love our wife just as Christ loved the church.
做丈夫的就知道如何爱妻子，就如基督爱教会。
Now the wives would know how to submit to the husband just like the church should submit to Christ as the head.
妻子也知道怎样顺服丈夫，就像教会顺服基督一样。
Now children will know how to obey their parents.
儿女就知道怎样顺服父母。
And then we know that older children will honor their father and mother.
那年长的儿女就知道怎样孝敬父母。
So brothers and sisters, as people come and visit us,
当人来看我们的时候，
when they come to our homes,
来到我们家里的时候，
they'll say, wow, there's something different about you.
他们就会发现，哦，你们当中有所不同。
You have a lovely family.
你们有一个爱的家，
It's like heaven on earth.
仿佛天来到地上。
There's so many broken homes, brothers and sisters, today.
今天有许多破裂的家庭。
Over 50% of divorce rate.
离婚率高达50%。
And brothers and sisters, those families is not heaven on earth.
这些家庭不是天在地上的表现。
And the kids can tell you it's like hell on earth.
那些孩子可以告诉你们，他们的家就仿佛地狱。
The children suffer the most.
最最遭罪的是那些孩子。
Because the husband and wife don't know how to be husband and wives.
因为做丈夫和妻子的，他们不知道如何做丈夫和妻子。
Children don't know how to obey their parents.
儿女不知道怎样孝敬父母。
But brothers and sisters, there is hope.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们有一个盼望，我们有
The
个希
Lord
望。
came to change our families.
主来了，要改变我们的家庭。
In the wedding of Cana of Galilee, the water gave out, the wine gave out.
在加利利的婚宴，
The wine gave out. The wine.
那当酒用尽的时候，
The Lord changed water into wine.
主将水变为酒。
Brothers and sisters, in ourselves, our love comes to an end.
在我们里面，我们的爱到了尽头。
But brothers and sisters, our Lord's love is endless.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们的主是没有止境，我们主的爱是没有止
So
境。
by His life, that marriage can be a happy marriage.
靠着主的生命，一个婚姻可以成为一个幸福的婚姻。
But the Lord needs to be a part of it.
但是主必须在其中。
So, brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord came to do.
弟兄姐妹，这是主来做的。
Brothers and sisters, this is our testimony.
弟兄姐妹，这也是我们的见证。
Brothers and sisters, we can play church.
弟兄姐妹，我们可以建立一个教会。
We can treat it as a game. We can treat Christianity as a game.
我们可以把我们的信仰当作一个游戏。
Say the right things.
我们也可以讲对的话。
We can quote the right verses.
我们可以引用对的经文。
We can even say, oh, we should take up the cross and follow the Lord.
我们也可以嘴巴上说，我们要背起十字架来跟从主。
But the brothers and sisters, the question is, have we done it?
弟兄姐妹，问题是我们有没有行出来？
Have we really taken up our cross and followed the Lord?
我们有没有真的背起十字架来跟从主？
Brothers and sisters, if that were a reality,
弟兄姐妹，如果我们有这样的实际，
there wouldn't be 45,000 denominations today.
今天就不会有45,000个不同的宗派。
In the world, we want to be the boss.
在世界上，我们都想做老大。
But maybe we're not so successful in the world, so that's why we want to become the boss in the church.
也许我们在世界上没那么成功，所以我们来教会当老大。
So brothers and sisters, have we taken up the cross and followed the Lord?
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有背起十字架来跟从主？
If we turn to John chapter 13,
如果我们请大家打开约翰福音第十三章。
And this is the story of the Lord washing the disciples' feet.
这是主为门徒洗脚的故事。
John chapter 13 and verse 12.
约翰福音十三章第十二节。
So when he had washed their feet and taken his garments and reclined at the table again, he said to them, Do you know what I have done to you?
耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服又坐下，对他们说，我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？
You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, the Lord and the teacher, washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
For I gave you an example that you also should do as I do to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a slave is not greater than his master, nor is one who is sent greater than the one who sent him.
我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。我实实在在地告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。
In verse 15, here is the word, I gave you an example that you should do as I did to you.
第十五节，主耶稣说，我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord is teacher and Lord and master.
弟兄姐妹，我们的主是夫子，是主，是主人。
Now, normally a servant girl would wash the feet of all of those who come to the banquet.
通常呢，是一个女仆，她给每一个来赴宴的客人洗脚。
Now, because in those times, they were all dirt roads.
因为那个时候的路都非常的肮脏。
They were all wearing sandals.
他们穿着拖鞋。
And they walked the same place as the cattle and the horses, and you can imagine how dirty things were.
他们所走的路就是骆驼和马所走的路，你可以想象他们的脚有多么的脏。
But the Lord sent the servant girl away.
但是呢，主却叫却叫女婢离开。
So he got up and washed the disciples' feet.
他站起来给门徒洗脚。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord set an example.
弟兄姐妹，我们的主树立了一个榜样。
Brothers and sisters, are we willing to wash one another's feet?
弟兄姐妹，我们愿意彼此洗脚吗？
Or are we like the Corinthians? We, as Paul called us, we are fleshly.
还是我们像哥林多一样，像保罗所说的是属肉体的？
I am of Paul. I am of Apollos, and have division amongst us.
我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，在他们当中分门别类。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord knew this was going to be a problem in the church.
弟兄姐妹，我们主知道在教会中会有这样的问题。
Now, before the Lord went to the cross, he prayed to the Father.
在主上十字架之前，他向父祷告。
I don't know if you ever noticed, but in John chapter 17,
不知道你有没有注意，在约翰福音第十七章
，The Lord came to the Father and had an earnest prayer.
他到父我们的主到父面前急迫的祷告。
And he prayed three times that they may be one.
他三次向父祷告，让他们能够合而为一。
In John chapter 17 and verse 11.
约翰福音十七章第十一节。
I am no longer in the world, yet they themselves are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep them in your name, the name which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are.
从今以后我不在世上，他们却在世上。我往你们那里去，圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
And then in verse 21,
到二十一节
the Lord asks again.
主再次祈求。
We'll start from verse 20. I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those also who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me.
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面。我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
And then again, in verse 22 and 23, the glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them, even as you have loved me.
在22、23节，主再次说，你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们，如同爱我一样。
Brothers and sisters, three times the Lord prayed that they may be one.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣三次祈求让他们合而为一。
Because he knew that was going to be the problem.
因为他知道这将是一个问题。
He knew that one day there would be 45,000 denominations.
他知道有一天这个世界会有四万五千个不同的宗派。
Brothers and sisters, is that what we want to create another division?
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是要再一次分裂呢？
Brothers and sisters, are we able to wash one another's feet?
我们愿意彼此洗脚吗？
Are we willing to be one?
我们愿意合而为一吗？
Preserve the unity of the faith and of the spirit.
保守圣灵所赐的合而为一的心。
Brothers and sisters, in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, it describes the churches in Asia as lampstands.
弟兄姐妹，在启示录第二章讲到教会在亚洲的教会就是灯台。
So brothers and sisters, what is a lampstand?
弟兄姐妹，灯台是什么？
It is lit by oil.
是由油而点着的。
It's lit by the life of Christ.
是靠主的生命而点燃的。
So brothers and sisters, when people see us, do they see us or do they see Christ?
弟兄姐妹，当世人看我们的时候，是看到我们还是看到基督？
Now the admonition to the church in Laodicea was, the Lord said, I stand at the door and knock.
主对老底家教会所说的话是，我在门外敲门。
Now we know that the church in Laodicea, they became lukewarm.
我们知道老底家的教会不冷不热。
They thought they were rich.
以为他们富足了。
They thought they could see.
以为他们看见，能够看见。
But the Lord said, you are poor and wretched and naked.
但主说你是贫穷瞎眼，赤身露体。
You need eye salve for your eyes for you to be able to see.
你需要眼药，让你的眼睛能够看见。
So brothers and sisters, the Laodiceans fell into a condition of lukewarmness.
弟兄姐妹，老底家的教会堕落到不冷不热。
But brothers and sisters, even worse was the Lord was outside knocking at the door.
更糟的是，主耶稣是在门外敲门。
Because somehow the Lord was left outside.
因为主被关在门外了。
Brothers and sisters, is there even a point if the Lord is not in our midst?
弟兄姐妹，在我们聚集当中，有没有可能主不在我们当中？
Or if people cannot see Christ, but all they see is us.
还是人看不到基督，只能看到我们。
See our flesh.
看到我们的肉体。
See our ugliness.
看到我们的丑陋。
Then they don't need to come to the church. They could just go into the world.
他们就不需要来到教会，他们就去世界了。
Brothers and sisters, what is the Lord's work of recovery?
弟兄姐妹，主恢复的工作是什么？
The Lord set an example to us.
主为我们树立了一个榜样。
The secret for God's purpose to be fulfilled is through the way of the cross.
神旨意能够成就的奥秘是十字架的道路。
You see the contrast between the first Adam and the last Adam.
你看到首先的亚当和末后亚当之间的对比。
The first Adam wanted to be independent.
第一个亚当想要独立。
Brothers and sisters, is this what we want still?
这今天我们还是这样。
But brothers and sisters, the Lord set an example as that last Adam.
我们主耶稣基督却是末后的亚当，他树立了一个榜样。
He declared that he wanted to be dependent on the Father.
他宣告说他要依靠父神。
He wanted to listen to the Holy Spirit.
他要听从圣灵。
So brothers, what is it that the Lord is doing today?
主耶稣啊，我们主今天在做什么？
Now Paul says, Christ in us, the hope of glory.
保罗说，基督在我们里面成为荣耀的盼望。
We are being conformed to the image of his Son.
我们要被磨成他儿子的形象。
So brothers and sisters, as that life of Christ grows in us,
让基督的生命在我们里面可以成长。
As the gentleness of Christ grows in us,
让基督的温柔在我们里面成长。
The patience of Christ grows in us,
基督的忍耐在我们里面成长。
The fragrance of Christ will come through us.
耶稣基督的香气可以从我们里面散发出来。
Now, in every corner of this world,
让在世界的每一个角落，
there will be believers that yield to the Holy Spirit.
都有顺服圣灵的信徒。
That allow his life to grow.
让他的生命成长。
His character to grow.
让他的品格成长。
When people come into our midst,
让人来到我们当中的时候，
they'll see, wow, they love one another.
他们可以惊讶他们是彼此相爱。
I don't find this love in the world.
在这世界上没有这样的爱。
I feel so taken care of in the midst of Christians.
在基督徒当中啊，他们这样的关心我。
They love one another.
他们彼此相爱。
They wash one another's feet.
他们彼此洗脚。
They see each other as more important than themselves.
他们看别人都比自己更重要。
Then they see, wow, this is the testimony.
然后他们惊讶，这就是见证。
They shine brightly.
他们发光。
They come here. This is heaven on earth.
他们来这里把天带到地上。
So now, brothers and sisters, not just in our lives individually.
他们不再单独的生活。
Not just in our family life.
不单单只是我们家庭的生活。
And our church life.
不单单是教会生活。
Wherever we are, people will see the life of Christ.
无论我们在哪里，人可以看到基督的生命。
See the glory of Christ.
看到基督的荣耀。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
God's plan is still that man would rule this world.
神的计划仍然是人来掌管世界。
Now, Revelation chapter 19, it talks about the Lord coming back.
启示录第十九章讲到主回来。
And then in chapter 20, it talks about thrones were established, and those who overcome will reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
第二十章讲到说，宝座设立。那些得胜的能够与基督一同作王掌权。
The Lord said, if you overcome, you can sit on my throne just as I have overcome and sit on the Father's throne.
主说，如果你能够得胜，你就坐在我的宝座上，如同我坐在父的宝座上。
Paul tells us that there was a crown awaiting him.
保罗说，有个冠冕在等待他。
But brothers and sisters, our Lord set an example to us.
弟兄姐妹，主为我们树立了一个榜样。
Before he received the name that was above every name and was ascended to the right hand of the Most High.
在他得到那超过万名之上的名，在他能够坐在至高左右边之前，
he first wore a crown of thorns.
他首先戴的是荆棘的冠冕。
So brothers and sisters, William Penn, the founder of Pennsylvania, once said, no cross, no crown.
William Penn, 他是宾夕法尼亚的创建者，曾经说过，没有十字架就没有。就没有冠冕。
So brothers and sisters, today the Lord set an example.
弟兄姐妹，主今天为我们树立了一个榜样。
We are to deny ourselves, take up the cross and follow the Lord.
我们要舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
What is your choice today?
今天你的选择是什么？
Do you want to make the same choice that Adam and Eve made?
你要选择和亚当夏娃一样吗？
Then in some ways you've really wasted the Lord's salvation.
这样的话你就浪费了神的救恩。
You have lived a wasted life.
你的生命是一个浪费的生命。
Because you've fallen short of the calling of the Lord.
因为你亏缺了神的呼召。
The Lord's calling is that we may allow his life to transform us.
神的呼召是让他的生命来改变我们。
We can become like him.
我们可以像他。
Then our purpose, our life has purpose.
这样我们的生命就有了目的。
Our life, it will be used to reflect who Christ is.
我们的生命，神可以用我们的生命来表明基督。
Our lives individually.
我们单个体的生命。
When you go to work, your coworkers will be like, there's something different about you.
当我们去工作的时候，我们的同事会发现我们的不同。
You don't speak the same language we do.
你说的话和我们不一样。
You don't do the things that we do.
你做的事和我们做的不一样。
I want to know what you have.
我要知道你有什么。
When so many families are broken,
当这个有这么多破碎家庭的时候，
When people come to our families,
当人来到我们家的时候，
They say, wow, there's something different about that family.
他们会说这个家有不一样的地方。
The husband loves the wife.
丈夫爱妻子。
The wife submits to the husband.
妻子顺服丈夫。
The children obey the parents.
儿女顺服父母。
There's something different about them.
他们有所不同。
There's a certain light that glows through them.
他们当中有光。
There's a joy in their faces.
他们脸上有喜乐。
It's like heaven on earth.
就好像天来到地上。
When they come into our midst as a gathering, they say, wow, there's something different about them.
当我们聚集的一起，他们来到我们当中的时候，他们也会发现不同之处。
They love one another.
他们彼此相爱。
They place each other as more important than themselves.
他们看别人比自己更重要。
They wash one another's feet.
他们彼此洗脚。
This is a wonderful testimony.
这是美好的见证。
And the Lord prayed in order that the world may know that God sent him.
主耶稣祷告说，要让这个世界知道是神差了他来。
So then we can be a lampstand.
我们就可以成为灯台。
We can let the life of Christ shine through.
我们可以让基督的生命发出光来。
So brothers and sisters, then we've fulfilled the purpose of our lives.
这样我们就成就了我们生命的目的。
Otherwise, life is so meaningless.
不然的话，我们的生命毫无意义。
Brothers and sisters, do we really want to fall short of God's calling?
弟兄姐妹，我们愿意让神的旨意落空吗？
Brothers and sisters, the Lord paid such a big price to make it a reality.
主为我们付上了那样的代价，是让我们成为可能。
Are we willing to just do a little bit?
我们愿不愿意做出一点点？
The Lord said, come, in Matthew 11, come all ye who are heavy laden.
马太福音第十一章，主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来。
I will give you rest.
我使你能够安息。
Take my yoke upon you.
背我的轭。
For my, let me just quote it exactly. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
马太福音第十一章第二十八节。
Sorry, Matthew 11:20. Yes. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke, and you will find rest for your souls.
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我 心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Brothers and sisters, that yoke is a double yoke.
弟兄姐妹，这个轭是双重的轭。
So usually the farmer would put an experienced old ox next to a young bull.
那通常呢？那农民呢会让一个年那个老的有经验的牛呢旁边再配上一个小的牛。
So we are that young and excited ox.
我们就像那个牛犊啊，很有活力。
But our Lord said He is right next to us.
但是主告诉我们说他。在我们的旁边。
So then the old experienced ox would be able to help train this young wild ox.
那这个比较成熟的牛有经验的就可以来训练那个小羊小牛。
Bigger and stronger, even though the young one wants to go wherever he goes, they'll be able to go straight.
虽然那个小牛他们要他们要乱跑，但是呢，因为有那个老的牛带领他，所以他还是能够向前走。
And the Lord says, "My yoke is easy, and my burden is light."
我们主说，我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
The Lord said, "Learn from me."
主说，你们当学我的样式。
Because I have set an example for you.
因为我为你们树立了榜样。
So brothers and sisters, this morning I just wanted to share this from the heart.
弟兄姐妹，今天早上我愿意把我心里的与大家分享。
Are we willing to follow the Lord?
我们是否愿意来跟从我们的主？
He has set an example for us.
他为我们树立了榜样。
Are we willing to allow Him to change our lives?
我们是否愿意让他来改变我们的生命？
In our lives individually, in our family life, in our church life.
改变我们个人的生命、家庭的生命和教会的生命。
That we may be a testimony for Him.
使我们可以成为他的见证。
In the world, there is tribulation.
在这世界上有苦难。
In the world, there is broken families.
在世上有破碎的家庭。
In the world, there is division.
在这个世界上有分门别类。
But are we willing to allow the Lord to do this work in us?
我们是否愿意让主在我们里面做工？
Are we willing to cooperate with the Holy Spirit?
我们与圣灵配合。
Let us bow with a word of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, we want to commit these words back into your hands.
主啊，我们愿意将这些话交回在你的手中。
Lord, we know the words of man is limited.
我们知道人的话是有限的。
But we pray that the Holy Spirit may continue to speak to each one of us.
我们求圣灵可以继续对我们的继续对我们每个人说话。
Lord, may you do your work in us.
在我们里面来成就你的工作。
May you have your way.
有你自己的道路。
May we be willing to take up our cross and follow you daily.
让我们愿意每天背起自己的十字架来跟从你。
We commit this back into your hands in Jesus' precious name.
我们把这些交汇在你的手中，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名，阿门。